Ksuba. Therefore, Rabbanah made a knas, he has to pay a ksuba. So Rashi says, it's not really a knas, it just means that Rabbanah left it with the regular locha that you have to give her a ksuba. Yeah, that's a lacha. Konsuwa is a ksuba. So the climber actually says, loy konsumi. Shakla nashim vida konsuwa just means the rabbana left her that she gets a ksuba. That's why it needs to be raisa. Now, mifnei ma, what's the reason? Mifnei ma omru, shniyas medivrei seifim. In a case where you marry an isha that's also to you with the rabbanan, you marry your grandmother, what's the reason? How come ain't lo ksuba? How come she doesn't get a ksuba? The answer is mifnei shu kosher vikshera. Because they're both kosher, there's no issue to the raisa. The kohen is kosher, if it's a kohen, or if it's not, he's kosher, and she's kosher, therefore there's no knas. There's no ksuba. The chomokim shu kosher vikshera, konsuwa is a ksuba. The rabbanan made a knas to say you don't have to pay a ksuba. Now the reason we'll soon see why. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says like this, Halalu divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah and Tzrich and Chizik. Where a Kohen marries a Gerusha and Amon to a Kohen Gadol, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. So with an Issa D'Oraisa, everybody knows you're not allowed to do it, so the Rabbanan don't have to make any new takonis. Therefore the Rabbanan left the Ksuba the way it is usually. Mashenken, Halalu divrei Seifrim, v'divrei Seifrim, Tzrich and Chizik. That if you can't marry your grandmother, that's only yasim with the rabbanon. That's called bedivrei seifrim. The rabbanon made up this issa, and the klal is bedivrei seifrim tzrichim chizik. We have to make a chizik something strong to this issa that people should watch themselves. So therefore, the rabbanon made a knas to say you do not have to pay the ksuba. Like everybody should know, you're doing something different here. Dovarach or another pshat is like this: zehu magila, vizu hi magilosai. That's the pshat. The one that one he causes her to do the Avera, and one she causes him to do the Avera. Where it's an Issa D'Oraisa that she becomes Psula, we said Isha really doesn't want to do it. The man, he's the one that talks her into it. So since he talked her into it, we say he has to still give her Ksuba. Mashenka was only Yasim of the Rabbanin, that she does not come Psula, then we say she must probably talk him to doing the Avera. So since she was the one that caused him to do it, therefore she loses the Ksuba.
Now the Gemara explains, Dovaracha man kitoni lo. Who is the one that says this Dovaracha, this last pshat? So it's a machlokes. Iki the Yama, one says it's from Shimon ben Elozer kitoni lo. He is the one that's explaining this. And like my Tam Komer, he's explaining the reason why he says that Ma Tam Omru, who posel vhi psula, konsuai seksuba. What's the reason that Rabbi Shimon started to say? He said first that where it's an Issa D'Oraisa, that since she becomes posel and he becomes posel, we consulize ksuba that he does have to give her ksuba. What's the reason for this? Mifnei shu margila, because it's a svar that he is the one that's causing her to do the avera. In other words, since she becomes posel, so therefore she would not do it. It has to be that the man is talking her into doing it. Therefore, we like blame the man. Therefore, the man does have to give her a ksuba. Uma tam hu kashivik shera consulize ksuba. And how come in the case where they're both kosher, where it's only Ishni, it's only Yosem of the Rabbanan, that the din is, they're both kosher, that there we say she loses her ksuba, we make a knas that the husband does not have to pay a ksuba? The reason is, mifnei shehi magilosim, because she is the one that causes him to do the Avera. Since she does not become posel, then we have this svara that she is talking him into doing it. And then the Gemara said that, ikadiyama, some say no, Rebbe ketoni lo. It's not from Shimon ben Elozer, but it's Rebbe that's saying this last difference. That even though Rebbe said a chiluk between an Issa D'Oraisa and an Issa D'Rabbanan, like he said that by a Grusha v'chalutza it's Asim D'Oraisa, there he has to pay a ksuba. Mashenkin by Shni it's only Asim D'Rabbanan, here she does not get the ksuba. So some say, so why did Rebbe need this last svara, who's Margul? So Mar says, because v'chalutza k'kashile, Rebbe had a kash on the din of a chalutza. For her chalutza the rabbanon v'yistlo ksuba. Rebbe is the one that said there's a difference between an issa d'oraisa and an issa d'rabbanan, but chalutza doesn't fit in good because that a kohen can't marry a chalutza, it's only yosem of the rabbanon. Mid d'oraisa kohen can't marry a grusha, but a chalutza an isha that received chalitza mid d'oraisa she's mutter, it's only yosem of the rabbanon, and still it has the same aloch like an issa d'oraisa that she does get a ksuba. So why? So Hadoma then he said like this. Kivon the posel lo mid rabbanon zeh magilo vizu magilosoi. that know that since a chalutza lemaisa she becomes a chalolo, if a kohen marries a chalutza midirabon and she does become sula, she becomes a chalolo, therefore she would not accept it. So it has to be that the man talked her into doing it. That's why he does have to give her ksuba. By shenkin, by shnius, that she does not become sula, there we say she talked him into doing it. So Mor says now, ma'ika ben Rebbe l'Hashim ben Eloza, like what's the difference between the two reasons? That Rebbe said the reason of the difference is that one's an issa d'iraisa by grusha and one's only shnius midrabbanan. That was the difference. Rebbe Shimon ben Eloza said the difference is whether she becomes psula or whether she does not become psula. So Mor says, ma'ika, what's the difference between these two reasons? Like in both these cases so far, according to both of them, and where the, by the derises she does get exuba, and by the rabbanon she does not get exuba. So what's the nafkamina? So first the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chizda mamzeres on nesina liyisrael likibenayu." This will be a difference where mamzeres and nesina gets married to Yisrael. Man the yom of the derisa is according to Rebbe Hanami derisa. There's also also a derisa. So therefore she would get exuba. But man the yom of neishu magila, the reason why he has to pay ksuba is because he causes it, or he margula. But over here, she is the one that's going to cause it. In other words, she's a mamzera, she's possible anyway. She has nothing to lose. So she wants to get married to Yisrael. I shall have children that will be a mamzer also. Like, so what? Rashi speaks out, because he holds like Reb Tarfon Shittim, that the kids, there's a way to be machshir the kids also. Let the kid marry a shivcha. He'll have a kid that would be called an Eved, and when the Eved becomes freed, he'll become a kosher Yid. So therefore, by Imam Zera, she causes the Avera, therefore she should lose the Ksuba. That would be not Kamin according to Rebbe, or according to Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza. The Mor says, though, but what about the Rebbe Eliezer? The Yom HaRezeh Eved Mamzer, but Rebbe Eliezer argues on Rebbe Tarfon, and he says, no, that when a Mamzer marries a Shivcha, true, the kid is an Eved, but the kid is also as a psul of a mamzer. Both psulim go upon the kid, so there's no way to be marsha the kid. So therefore, mamzeres the chur would not want to have children. She would not cause it, because her kid remains with a psul of a mamzer. So then, what's enough nafkamino? Whether the time is an isin iraisa or the time is that she causes it? So Mor says, like according to Rav Lezer, haloi margul olay, she would not cause him. Blamidi. So Mor says, elo amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said like this: marries a shivcha and they have a kid. So the Maya said that kid has both psulim. The kid is takir and eved because he's the child of a shivcha. But the kid is also a mamzer. The letters have nothing doing. The psul of a mamzer always goes on to the kid, even though he married a shivcha. So according to Rebbe Lezer, the kid is always a mamzer, then she has nothing to gain. So then she also would not cause him to marry her. So if so, what's the difference between the two svaras? Holo magalalei, v'lei midi. So Mor says, Elo am Rabbi Yosef. This is the difference. If you're over the Avera, you gave your wife a get, and she got married to somebody else and lived with him, and then she got the get from him, you're not allowed to marry her back. You're also. She would not do it. It's Nisa the Raisa. So he's the one that caused it. Therefore, he has to give her ksuba. The one that says, it's totally whether she causes him or not. Here she's going to cause him to do it. Because the master Grushosai, she doesn't become possible. There's no psul in her. She doesn't become a chalala here. So therefore, she would do it. But according to Rabbi Kiva that says there's a mamza mechayv alavin, she would not want to do it. Because she doesn't want a kid to be a mamzer. So again, she would not cause us. What would be the difference? The difference is where a Kohen Gadol marries a Bula. That's only an Isser Asay. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to marry a Bsula, a lady that didn't live with a man yet. He's not allowed to marry a Bula. That man, the Yom of the Yeraisa, not the Yeraisa, and not the Yom of the Yeraisa, Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to marry a Bula. Well, man, the Yom of the Neshu, Magilo, Hohi Magimagaloi. Here she will cause him to do it. She's not, there's no, it's only Nisra say, nothing's happening to her. Why? Because we hold now that a halal is only from Chai Velavin, not from a Nisra say. So since she does not become Sula, she does not become a halal, she'll cause him to do the Avera. But the Mother Wai, the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Ziyomer, Yesh halal mi Chai V'Yesei, he holds know that there is a halal from Chai V'Yesei. So when a Kohen Gadol gets married to a Bula, she becomes a halal. So then she won't agree, she's not going to want to do it.
It's always called that he's causing it. So she won't cause it over here. So again, according to both of them, it will be the same halacha. So what's the difference if this time is causing an issur d'oraisa, or whether she causes it or not? Every time it's an issur d'oraisa, he's the one that caused it and not her. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Alomu Ravashi, Machsir Sofik Saitosi Gibinayu. We have a wife that's a Sofik Saita. We don't know for sure she had Viz Nus with the other man. You only have a Chshash. We only know they were Nistara. They had Stira together. They were alone together with the other man. You don't know they lived together though. So Mandi Yamadi Raisa Namadi Raisa. The Loch is by a Sofik Saita when your wife, we began you, if you warned your wife. And then you found out that she had stira, she was alone with a man, she becomes also to you. Midi Raisa, you're not allowed to live with her. Unless you bring her to the Kohen and she drinks the Mea Morim. Umandiyam of Neshu Magila, Hohi Magalalai. Here she'll cause it, because she has nothing to lose. For the Gemara, why? L'ramathia ben Chorosh Diyamar. Afilu holach baila lahash koisa. Even the case where the husband wants to take his wife to the Kohen, he thinks she's a Saita, he wants her to drink from the Mea Morim. And the husband lives with her, as a zayna, he makes her into a zayna. So it's like here also, by a suffix saita, she won't do it, because she's going to become a zayna, she'll become possible to a kain. So since she becomes possible, she also won't do it.
And like Rashi says, she would rather, like, not live with the husband right now, but rather drink the mayhem marim, go to the kain, and become kosher. So she wouldn't do it, she has what to lose out right now. So Marin says, "Elomer ma baravashi soitavadi yikabenayu." Now, the meaning is where the wife for sure has nus with another man, so she for sure right now is psula lekayin, and she's also to a husband. But if she lives with the husband right now, it's only an avera, but she doesn't become any more psul. So therefore, the svara will say that she may talk her husband into doing it. So that's not meaning between Rebbe and the Kuntav Shem Ben Elazar. If the reason of Rebbe is only because of an issur d'oraisa, here it's also a issur d'oraisa, she would get a ksuba. But if the reason is because if she becomes psul or not, over here she does not become any more psul. Therefore, according to Shimon Elazar, since she does not become any more psul, we're afraid that maybe she'll cause him to do the avera, and therefore there's the knas that she will not get her ksuba. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding by the Mishnah, Peheyam at Beis. The Mishnah says, Basi Yisrael, Mureses Lekoyin, if a Basi Yisrael, a regular Basi Yisrael, got married, had Kedushin to a Koyin, or else Muberes Mikoyin, the same case that she became pregnant from a Koyin, this would be a Nagei if the husband died, and she's only pregnant from the Koyin, or else Shomeres Yovim Lekoyin, let's say your husband died, she was a Basi Yisrael. And now that her husband died, she's a Shemeres Yovim. The brother is also a Kohen. She's a Shemeres Yovim, the Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen LeYisrael, the same halacha of a regular Bas Kohen. That even though up until now she was able to eat truma, but now that she got married to Yisrael, the halacha is Loi Toicha B'Truma. All these cases, the lady now is not Lari Truma. There's the first case of Bas Yisrael that was Moresas LeKohen. There's the halacha is only after Nisuyin. Only if you have Nisuyin, if you live together, you make Nisuyin, then the Bas Yisrael is Lari Truma. But if a Bas Yisrael only had Kedushin with a Kohen, she is still not Lari Truma. The same thing, even if she had Nisuyin, and then her husband dies. So the halacha is, if she has a son, she's Larit, or a child. But if she's only pregnant, she cannot eat Truma. Same thing, Shemeres Yovim, she had no children, and her husband died, and now she's only Shemeres Yovim to the brother, she's not called Mekadeshet to the Kohen, she cannot eat Truma. Same thing, a Bas Kohen that got married to Yisrael is Lotecha B'Truma. What about Navaita Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael, Muresas the Levi, let's say regular Bas Yisrael that had Kedusha now with a Levi, so we're talking about now the Geit eating Maiserishin. That our Mishnah goes according to the Shita that a Zar, a regular Yisrael, is not Larit Maiserishin. Only a Levi can eat Maiserishin. So if a Bas Yisrael got married to a Levi, so she can't eat Truma. She can't eat Maiser. Why? Because she only had Moresas, only Kedushin. She did not have Nisuyin yet. The same thing Muberes Milevi. Let's say after she was married to the Levi, she lived with him, she was Larit Maiser. Then her husband died, and didn't have a child yet. She's only Muberes. Still, she cannot eat Maisa. Shemeres Yovim Lelevi. Her husband dies, they had no children. She's only a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat Meiser. Even though she's a Shemeres Yovim, the brother's a Levi also, still she can't eat Meiser until they have Nisuyin. V'chein Bas Levi Yisrael. The same thing of a Bas Levi, that the way she is now, she was allowed to eat Meiser. But when she got married to a Yisrael, she lost the Kedusha, she can't eat Meiser. Is L'teicha B'Meiser, Elohim, she's not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. What about now Bas Levi Moresas L'Kayin? Let's say a Bas Levi had Kedushin to a Kayin. Is our Mishnah's Vaita gone? Still, she cannot eat Meiser. A Bas Levi, our Mishnah's gone, a Kayin cannot eat Meiser. So a Bas Levi, she by herself could eat Meiser. But now that she had Kedushin to a Kayin, she can't eat Meiser. She can't eat Truma either, because she's only Moresas. She didn't have Nesuyin yet. She only had Kedushin without Nesuyin, she can't eat Truma either. What about the Muberes and Mekayin? Let's say her husband died, and she didn't have a child yet, she's only Muberes. The same thing, Vaita, she can't eat Truma. She's a Muberes, she can't eat Truma. Shemeres, the same thing, she can't eat Meiser either. Because since she's a Muberes, we have to see, maybe she'll have a child. She doesn't go back to her father's house then, so she can't eat Meiser either. Shemeres Yovim Lekayin. Same thing, she's the Bas Levi now, and her husband died, but the brother that's alive is a Kayin. She's a Shemeres Yovim Lekayin. The same thing, she can't eat Meiser or Truma. She can't eat Truma, because she's not married to the Kayin yet. She can't eat Meiser, because she does not go back to her father's house, because she's still a Shemeres Yovim to the Kayin. And our Mishnah is going now that the Kayin is not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. V'chein Bas Kayin Lelevi. The same thing, a Bas Kohen that got married now to a Levi. The locher is, Loi Toicha, Loi Betrumah, Loi Bemeiser. She's not allowed to eat Truma, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Truma, she can't eat the last case because she's a Bas Kohen that got married to a Levi. A Levi can't eat Truma, who are then she can't eat Truma. And Meiser also she can't. The Meiser also must come now because they only had Kedushin, so they did not have Nisuyin, she cannot eat Meiser. The Gemara says like this now. So the Mishnah is saying a tremendous Chiddush that an Isha, if she's a Bas Levi, but she's married to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. For it says Meiser Rishon, only a Levi can eat and nobody else. For the Gemara, why? For Tehei Zora, let her be a Zora, let her be a Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael. Zora Miliochla B'Meiser? Is there any issa for regular Yisrael to eat Meiser Rishon? Like, true, the mitzvah in the senior is to give it to a Levi, okay? But once you gave it to a Levi, Lechur, it has no Kedusha Meiser Rishon. So the Levi could sell it to a Yisrael? What's wrong with a Yisrael eating a Meiser? The Rashi says, Kol Zar L'Yecha Kodesh Ksiv. The Pasuk only says that a Zar or Yisrael can't eat Kodeshim. O Meiser Rishon Lav Kodesh Ikri. And Meiser Rishon has no Kedusha to it. So what's wrong with a regular Bas Yisrael? Why can't she eat Meiser Rishon? So Morin says, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Omani Reb Meihi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to the Shittas Rabbi Meir. The Omer Reb Meir Shittas is Meiser Rishon also Lazarim. A Meiser Rishon Taker is also for Zar. He also has Kedushas like Truma, that only a Levi can eat Meiser Rishon and not a Zar, not a Yisrael. The Tanya, we learned like this.